Now, let's get into the Friday footy preview. Brent Harvey is the AFL Games record holder with the Kangaroos, and by goodness, they could use him right about now. Boomer, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday. Footy's back on this week. How good is that? But hopefully the weather, I know the weather's going to be good in Brisbane, but hopefully the weather improves a little bit out here in Yarrambat.
It's a dreary old Melbourne morning, and last couple of mornings, last couple of days. Boomer, no good for the pony.
Nah, it's no good for the pony half. And how can it go from 26 last Saturday to 13 on Monday? It's we are in Melbourne, I understand that. But, yeah, hopefully the weather improves for us over this sunny side of Melbourne.
Am I right in saying, Whitey, that next week there's going to be some more 26 actions?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week next week. A very good week next week. Just what Dan Andrews didn't want. Dan Andrews wanted a really bad week of weather to keep everyone inside for the so the lead up to potential announcements. Jeez. If it's a good week, then all of a sudden people are going to be out in their thousands.
Well, I tell you what, we went for a light stroll last Saturday morning, and when it was about 22 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there were hundreds of people out on this running track that I was on. So, very interesting. You're right, Whitey, about the weather that certainly keeps people inside, but the good days, gee, they want to get out. Come on.
When the weather's ordinary, Boomer, and the pony's tramping through the kitchen, it'll be leaving sort of marks and mud through the hallways. Is that what's happening with the pony these days?
Well, I think I gave the pony a good enough cook that knows it's not welcome in the kitchen anymore. So no horseshoe marks on the new floorboards from the pony. It stays outside. It was a bizarre scene. It was a very bizarre scene. Grabbed an orange. The worst part I grabbed an orange off the bench and went to eat it, and it squeezed the crap out of it, and orange went absolutely everywhere. Walls, floor, benches.
Magnificent. Magnificent. Now, you were out running the other day, were you? Is there any truth in the rumour that I've heard, Boomer? I'm not sure if there's any truth at all, but you are making a comeback to the Kangaroos. There will be a spot in the list. There seemingly will be 27 at the end of this trade period, spots to fill. Are you going to be one of those spots?
Well, I'm hoping. I am training very hard. I'm only 42, so I still think I've got a couple of good years left in me. And maybe there's a rookie spot there. Who knows? But no, don't be silly, mate. Don't start this. Do not start this. We'll have people ringing in, and my Instagram account will go absolutely crazy.
Usually our off-air conversations stay private, but yeah. Boomer's comment was, the rig is looking pretty good.
How can you do this to me, Rama? How can you do this to me? Seriously? We talk off air, and this is meant to be good stuff. But it actually is. I'm actually feeling good.
Well,
put in the hard drive. I'll tell you what. I've been locked up like I don't know what, and I've had nothing to do for 12 weeks other than use my gym and run. So I am actually feeling pretty good, Rama. Yes, thank you.
Looking pretty good to me.
If he was asked, he'd play.
I'm not going there, Adam. I am not even going to answer that.
Oh, I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying if they went to you and said, what do you reckon, Boomer?
Well, you know I love me footy, mate. You know I love me footy. I'm going to play regardless. I'm going to play for North Heidelberg, so I might as well play at North Melbourne if they ask. Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? I put you straight in the pivot, too. Straight in the pivot. If you want to train like Boomer, by the way, track him down on the Instagram. BoomFit is taking the world by storm, Boom.
just posting a couple of little light workouts, mate, on the Instagram page. So we'll see how we go. See if we get some traction, a bit of loving out there.
Check him out on the gram, doing great things with his routines and fitness regimes. And Whitey's all over his regime at the moment, so he'll be tracking down BoomFit on the gram. Don't you worry about that. Hey, this weekend's footy is really interesting, Boomer. We'll talk about a lot, and you've lived through plenty of these situations, building into looking for a spot in a prelim. You played that many prelims, it wasn't funny, with the Kangaroos through your time. The qualifying finalists always get, there's question marks always about the loss and can they bounce back. Ordinarily, they do, more often than not. Now, the weekend off between the home and away and the finals season seems to have balanced that out a bit for the teams that win the elimination finals, so the stats say. But are you worried about any of the teams, or either of the teams that lost last week, Richmond or Geelong?
No, I don't think I'm worried about them. We know what Richmond's going to serve up. That's just Richmond. And the break last week, I think, is going to suit every team in the competition, because you've got to remember we're coming off 4-day breaks, 5-day breaks. So the bye this year is going to be a little bit different. Now, Richmond, I'm certainly not worried about Richmond. Geelong, I think Collingwood are a massive chance. I know we're going to probably go through both games, but I think yes. Collingwood are a massive chance against the Cats, just purely through the matchups. But I'm certainly not worried about them losing last week and then backing up again this week. Both teams are very professional. Both teams have played an absolute a lot of finals. So I think the mindset of Richmond is just going to be, get boys, this is just another final, go out there and do what they do. So I don't think it's going to be a huge factor at all, no.
Rami, you got any take on that?
Well, St Kilda's speed will definitely worry Richmond. Through quarters 2 and 3 last week, when St Kilda really started to move the ball, the Bulldogs really had no answer. That's where they made their move within the game, and they were able, obviously, to hold on in the end. Now, Richmond liked that sort of chaotic style of football, but St Kilda don't move the ball chaotically when they're moving it with speed. It's actually very systematic the way they move the ball. It's just quick and precise. So that will worry. Richmond. The beauty of it for the Tigers, though, is with Ryder going down, that then basically you have to then ruck marshal the entire game. So you're now relying on Max King and Membry as really their marking targets. With Ryder floating and Marshall floating last week, it just created a matchup problem. For the Western Bulldogs, and it probably would have created a matchup problem for the Tigers tonight. So I think that plays into their favour a little bit. Bolter's athletic enough to go with Max King, so that's a really good matchup. Then the Membry matchup's an interesting one. I don't think Asprey is the matchup. It's probably Broad came back into the team, didn't he? So I think Broad is the matchup for Membry.
So the teams, just by the way, let's, while we're there, remember with that game tonight at Metricon Stadium, importantly, for the Tigers. It's just around the corner for them, and it's an extra little while for the Saints to have got there. Nathan Broad and Tom Lynch come in for the Tigers. So Big Tom at one end is going to certainly assist you, I think. Jake Arts and Mabio Chol are the ones that have been left out by Damien Hardwick and the match committee. And for the Saints, as you mentioned, Paddy Ryder is out injured. Jake Carlisle has got babies happening, and Ben Long has got suspended. So you got the full gamut there, haven't you, with those three outs. Yeah. Jonathan Marsh comes in for Ryder, you'd think. Josh Battle comes in for Carlisle. Savage comes in for Long. So it's a real like-for-like selection from the match committee there, Whitey.
What's happened to Josh Caddy? Why isn't he playing?
He gave away 250 metre penalties in a row, didn't he? 100 metre penalty, he hasn't been back in.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the issue. But the other part of the issue is they play him up on a wing now, and they don't think he probably covers the ground well enough. But I say put him back forward where he was an All-Australian in their 17 premiership year when he kicked, 45-odd goals, I think, as that third sort of, not tall forward. He was just the third forward in that team. So I don't know why they're not playing him in that role anymore, Whitey.
When we came back into that last game against Adelaide, had 8 possessions, hadn't played since around 11 before that. So he's had some challenges, clear. But I think you're right, Rami. I don't think he's covering the ground or moving as well as they would have liked him to on a wing. And they probably have that, they want that small forward, zippy forward thing going on, which he doesn't really fit into either, I imagine. Could play for the Kangas, Boomer.
He's a really tall boy. When you actually stand next to him, he's got really big size about him, so he's not going to be that zippy little mid that they actually want or need. But Rama, that's a really good point. That year that he played full forward, he was actually the second tall that year because they didn't have Lynch. It was right. Riewoldt, then Caddy. Yeah. And I reckon, I really, looking back at it, I reckon Riewoldt might have been injured for a few games, and I reckon he was the target for a couple of those games and just being played one out in the square, and as you mentioned, kicked 40-odd goals in a really good, in a premiership year. So, I see a spot for him, but I don't see it up on the wing either anymore. I see it up forward as well.
Well, the other interesting component, guys, tonight is the weather, because they are predicting thunderstorms potentially tonight. So, now, Richmond are known as being a good wet weather team. I wouldn't say St Kilda's bad in the wet, but again, that point of difference potentially with the Lynch-Riewoldt combination with St Kilda maybe a bit light in defence with Carlisle not playing, that might be cancelled out a little bit if it is very wet. So we'll have to wait and see whether that rain comes.
Well, that'll just be a factor, Rama.
Yeah. Well, the other interesting piece on Caddy is that he's a Northern Knights boy, so most of them are undisciplined.
Please.
You're an idiot, mate. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know how to play the game with a little bit of edge. You wouldn't know. Goodness gracious,
Rabbit comes from Doveton. What are you talking about?
No, exactly. That's why he got out. That's why he got out, because he couldn't handle it.
Okay.
He couldn't handle it. So, you mentioned before, Rama, about the Saints and the way they have to play to defeat Richmond. Yeah. It's got to be through speed, do you think?
I think so. I think that's the easiest way to break up Richmond. You look last week against the Lions, in their dominant parts of the game, they broke Richmond up with speed. But when people think it's speed, they think, oh, you've just got to move the ball chaotically. Because we see Richmond do that. When they pounce on turnover, the ball turns over, they just go up the other end and really get it up there any way possible. Brisbane, the way they moved it with speed was system. It was quick, it was overlap, handball, you know, go to this position, that position, but it was then play on. So what I think is really, really important tonight, for the Saints, is when they mark the ball through the middle of the ground, they've got to turn and go quickly. You know, make the St Kilda forwards move. Once you start to move Richmond's defenders, we see it so often with Richmond. They want to defend together. Vlosten as that intercept marker, Broad coming third man into a contest, Asprey tonight coming third man into a contest. They like defending together. So you want to get Max King one-on-one with Bolter. You want to get Membry one-on-one with his opponents. You want to get Butler trying to get out the back. You want to get Geary with that match. I think Geary will try to go to Vlosten and try to make him to have some sort of accountability tonight, because he's so good in the air, Vlosten. He's only short. He's not a tall sort of defender, but he's so courageous in the air, and Dimmer Hardwick absolutely loves him for that very reason. He plays on all different players, so... Geary played such a disciplined game last week against Caleb Daniel, where he was able to kick a couple himself and create another goal for Membry. If they can get some goals on Vlosten early and make him actually defend rather than just sort of doing what he wants and freelancing, that's going to be really important. That comes through Brad Hill, Hannabury, Steele, Seb Ross. Ben Long's a loss because he does try to run and gun a little bit. When they win the ball through the middle of the ground, or when they mark the ball through the middle of the ground, it's either a handball through overlap or play on really, really quickly and put Richmond's defence under pressure.
It's a good summary.
It is a very good summary. The only other thing I'll say to that is you cannot give Richmond their spare. If Richmond set up and get their spare, you're going to be playing in their hands. And Rama hit the nail on the head by saying it's quick football. And again, it's not quick by your legs, it's quick by ball movement. The other thing that they've got to do, they don't have to turn and go. They can be a little bit more precise, but they've got to beat that man on the mark. I reckon that's the most important thing. And we see Brisbane do it last week. They marked the footy and they gave it to a runner. He then goes past that person on the mark, and that's beating the play on the mark. Then they kick it inside 50 and they get their one-on-ones. But as soon as Richmond get their one spare, and usually they try to manipulate that to be a Vlosten or someone like that, which they certainly can't let it be, they won't do it. The outs really concern me. The outs really concern me for the Saints. Yeah. If they had a full team in, and you mentioned Ryder, Long and Carlisle, but you've got to remember one of their very best players in St Kilda's team still been out for a few weeks now, and that's Gresham. And he's the one that does move that ball, Rama, with you know, with precise kicking and leg speed as well. So he's a massive out. If they had a full team, you'd nearly give St Kilda a really, really big chance tonight.
What do you want to see early from the Tigers tonight? Because, you know, it's elimination final. It's still... Obviously, the stakes are enormous. But from the Tigers tonight to go, yeah, they're on tonight. What do you want to see from them early?
Well, I think they want to start well. And they want to have an edge about them. And I think that they just... Well, they were undisciplined last week, which you can say is edge. I just thought they were a bit flat. They were a bit... Meh. Not. I think with Richmond, you need to see them starting... with a bit of sharpness and to take out the opportunity for St Kilda to potentially get them on quick ball movement. I think in a lot of ways what happened to Richmond last week is exactly, I wouldn't say Damien Hardwick could hope for it, obviously not, they would have wanted to win, but it might just be what they need to snap into gear, that it's not just going to happen for them. I don't think they've been the same team they were last year. I think they've come off a little bit, but I still think they've got another gear that they're capable of going to. And I said this during the week to Half, if, of all the top four teams, they were the most disappointing in the sense that they were the team that was furthest from their best, but they only lost by 15 points to Brisbane, who haven't lost at home all year. So I think they've got the biggest scope for improvement.
Can the Saints win? Anyone? Anyone tipping the Saints?
No, I'm not. Can I just... there is a common thread here, I reckon. Last week I mentioned the uncontested marks, and Brisbane had so much more the first time they played them, but they kicked inaccurately, so they didn't win. Last week they had 20 more marks as well. Now, there is a system to it, and I know it's not just play slow football, because I agree fully with Rammer, you've got to be playing quick football against Richmond, but there is a balance. You've got to control the football against them, then go forward when you can. Last week, Brisbane had 20 more marks than Richmond again. So St Kilda need to mark the football on them, control it, but go quick when they possibly can. Saying all that, I don't think St Kilda can win without those players in the team. So Richmond for me.
I think we're all on Richmond in that one tonight, Friday Night Footy. By the way, 11 new coronavirus cases in Victoria in the last 24 hours. The numbers are out early today.
Well, look, that's a good sign for Damien Hardwick.
Damien Hardwick, yes, correct. Who was 11 for St Kilda?
Hunter Clark and Jason Castagna tonight.
Nice. In the old days, we like to go retro with this sort of stuff. And the great 11s. Anyway, check your local guides. The other game, of course, is tomorrow night at the Gabba, boys. We get to that. Geelong and Collingwood. This is a fascinating contest because we've spoke about most of the week. Geelong weren't bad last week. Just beaten when they didn't take their opportunities by a pretty good team at home in Port Adelaide. And Collingwood were excellent, but they altered their plan a little bit. And will that be the same plan they use tonight against the Cats, who play a very methodical style of football like the West Coast Eagles? So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. The teams aren't out yet, of course, so can't go through any of that. But you wouldn't foresee any form changes from either team, would you, Rammer? Or would you, if you're the Cats, are you thinking about changing your dynamic, particularly maybe in the forward half?
Well, the only thing that you would think about if you were the Cats is more speed behind the ball.
Yep, I agree with that.
I thought last week they were probably, when they did win the ball back, and the reason being is because Tom Stewart was pretty much taken out of the action by Brad Ebert. When they won the ball back, they actually looked slow because you had Buse doing a job, you had O'Connor doing a job. So really the players that were winning the ball back were Jack Henry at times and Collar Jasny. Now, they're not going to be line-breaking with their run when they do win that ball back. So I think they need to look to put some more speed back there. Tui was sort of playing on a wing and half forward last week. I think he needs to go back this week and actually play as a legitimate halfback flanker. So they've got some sort of drive there. Maybe they need to release one of O'Connor or Buse to create a little bit more run. How they make sure Stewart's not taken out of the game is really important. We know how good he is, you know, multiple All-Australian, just a terrific footballer. So Collingwood would be looking at that. But traditionally, Collingwood don't tag those type of players. They'll use Greenwood to tag somebody tonight. I imagine that's probably Selwood. Through the middle of the ground. Dangerfield, because he goes forward a fair bit, you're not going to, you know, Greenwood's not going to go with Dangerfield when he goes forward. But, yeah, I think the Cats probably need a little bit more speed behind the ball, Boomer.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the reason why Tui's been up on the wing is because he's become a little sort of goal kicker, a sliding forward goal kicker in the last couple of weeks. And we know if he gets the ball within 60, he's going to have a shot, and he's got such a penetrating kick. So I like seeing Tui play his best football off half-back because he does give him that run and drive. You mentioned most of those players are lockdown players. Collar Dashney doesn't really give you much run. Buse is a lockdown. Stewart ends up being an intercept marker and sort of chip the ball around a little bit more. So I agree totally, Rammer. I think Tui needs to be off a half-back flank. And you can put your bottom dollar on it that Greenwood will tag tonight. He did a fantastic job last week on Kelly and nullified his. I think he might have even had 13 or 14 possessions. Wow. So I think Greenwood definitely tag it. And that's his forte though. He's a very hard player, but he's not going to get your 30 possessions, and his kicking's not the best in the competition. So Greenwood tags tonight, and that's where I think the game is won. It's simple for me. I'm not going to make up some stats and talk some stuff that I don't need to. It's the midfield battle. And I think Collingwood bat so much deeper through the midfield, or not bat so much deeper, but actually a better midfield group as Geelong. And they can nullify the ball getting inside 50 to Hawkins. I think the Pies win this one. And it's going to be a... What's that? Who's Collingwood play? Which group do they go over to? Port Adelaide?
Bris Vegas.
Is that right?
Brisbane.
Vegas. Oh, Collingwood. Mm. Collingwood, Brisbane next week. That's what I'm tipping.
So you're so on the Pies. Righto. And your form last week was again, very good. Very good, the tipping last week, Remy. Boomer, you got three as well. You're Mr. October like me. Remy, you didn't do as well. In fact, you were hopeless with your tipping last week. Who are you tipping?
I'm going to tip Geelong.
Whitey was even more hopeless, I think, last week with his final tipping.
I was horrendous. Horrendous. You know what? I'm actually... we talked about this yesterday a bit. I'm actually going to tip Collingwood. And the reason I'm going to tip Collingwood is if you actually look at the form of both teams going into this match, Collingwood's form is better. Since Geelong dismantled Essendon, they were poor. They lost to Richmond. They were poor against Sydney. And then they lost to Port Adelaide. I just don't think their form is particularly good. And when you look at Collingwood, they've been building over a 4 or 5 week period. They didn't beat Port Adelaide, but I thought they played very well against Port Adelaide in that last home and away game. And then obviously they beat West Coast in the West. So, yeah, I think Collingwood's form is better. And they've got a good recent record against the Cats. So, yeah, I think they can win.
Geelong's form's been scratchy since they beat Port Adelaide when they absolutely dominated that night at the Gabba.
Yeah, like they beat Essendon, but they also had that game against the Bulldogs where they gave up a 6-goal lead and got over the top of them. Geelong won my premiership tip midway through the year. I just don't think they're playing good football when they need to be.
I'm on the Cats. I reckon they were good enough last week. It just didn't go their way. And that won't happen again. It'll be a great game of footy. Won't be much in it, but I'm on the Cats in a tight one on that one. So let's get to a break. That's the selections for both games this week. The Friday face-off was taken out by Boomer last week. Finally, he got another one on the board. I wonder what he'll be choosing tonight in the game between Richmond and St Kilda. We'll find out after this.
The Breakfast Club's face-off for Ribera's in Port Melbourne for simply sensational seafood dining. Tomorrow's menu is still swimming.
You betcha it is. We love Ribera's. They do a great job for us, and we thank them for their support. Let's get to the Friday face-off. Boomer, your choice.
Oh, did I win? Did I? Didn't realise that. Sorry about that. Well, you guys throw out contested possessions and balks and bounces and all this stuff that you can't follow. So I'm just going to go straight out for all the lovers out there. Just disposals. It's going to be pretty even tonight. So disposals is the category.
All right. Disposals straight out for the Friday face-off. Let's get to it. Rammer, you've got Noel Kay from Burwood. Oh. You get first crack. Who are you taking?
I'm going to take...
Oh, he's pressure on him. Look at him. Is he panting?
Yes, I am.
Come on, Felgate, you're ready to roll. Come on.
I'm going to take Basher Hawley.
Basher Hawley. Ooh. Oh, boy. First choice, and you're going Basher Hawley. Good luck to you. Whitey, you've got Danny Montgomery from Newtown.
We're going to go with Dion Prestia.
Yeah.
Dion Prestia for Whitey. Good luck to you. I've got James Baker from Darley, and we will be investing in Jack Steele tonight. We'll be having a great time with Jack. We think it's his night tonight to dominate proceedings. Boomer, as the carryover champ, you're playing for Rob Hoish from Wanturna South.
Well, you guys have left Dustin Martin there, so stats say that he's going to get the most possessions, and I'm just going to go with that, so I'll go with Dustin Martin.
All right, a four-pointer up for grabs for Boomer if Dustin Martin gets the chockies today. Boomer, great to chat and talk footy with you as always, mate. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
You too, boys. See you next week.